Okay, let's get into Yerushalmi Psachim Daf Mem Vav. Mem Vav, and we are talking about Hillel and the Ziknei Besera, as they're called here in the Yerushalmi. And remember, they didn't know what Halacha was in terms of the Erev Pesach Chalias B'Shabbes until Hillel came along and Hillel told them revealed to them what he learned based on a Mamatzinu Kal V'Chomer Gzeira Shava. We spoke about each of those. Until finally, they didn't accept any of those until he said, it's a Mesorah, Kach Shamati Mishmayev Avtalyon, and that's what the Gemara says at the end of Amud Aleph on yesterday's daf, Rabbi Zeir Rabbi Lazar, Kol Torah She'in Lo Beis Av, Ein HaTorah. Right? If there's no Mesorah, then that's it. And it's fascinating that we have the line that the Gemara also quoted on yesterday's daf. Look what people do. That's not Mesorah. That's Mesorah in people's activities and behavior. It's not Mesorah from a Rebbe, but we have those two principles quoted one line after the other on yesterday's daf about Bnei Yisrael themselves being Bnei Nevi'im Haim and the Rebbe Lazar called Torah She'en LeBeisav Eina Torah. We had, again, we didn't get to talk about it, but we had a number of times where Chazal discussed the idea of the let me just quote that the Rashba. The Rashba quotes the others have a tshuva as well about it, but the Rashba has it in the tshuva in Siman Lamed Zayin. Okay, we didn't get the quote yesterday, so I'll just start with it today. He discusses Kiddush in Shul, Gemara and Arvei Psachim. That, you know, the Gemara says that they used to do Kiddush in Shul, and many shuls still do it, but it used to be for the guests that didn't have any other way of being Yotze Kiddush. Umasha Marta says the Rashba in Aleph Lamed Zayin. Sheshamata Shinish Altia Kiddusha de Beishimshi, de Makacha Bebe Knishta. Lididon de Leslan Orchim, de Achli Vishasu Taman. We don't have guests like the Gemara itself says. Iishtali Shlicha de Tzibura, velo Aisi Chamra. Imagina na Chamra olo. You have to like search. If they forgot to bring wine to the shul, you have to be Matriach and bring wine to the shul. Vishay Shafti Barayos Buros. And, I gave answers. So he discusses first the topic at hand, and that is, what do you do about Kiddush and Shul when there are no guests? V'ked Ram Halalu, D'Kiddush Malkam Suda, V'kodem Sheyochal, Eino Dvar Torah, U'misham Orchin, Refua. But then towards the end of the Tshuva, he says, V'yavagav D'Ikar Atakana Me'ikara Lo Iskan, Ela Kedei Lahotzi Asheino Baki, talking about Chazaras HaShatz, but relating that to Kiddush and Shul. Hanach Lehen Yisrael Sha'af Abishin and Nevi'im, B'nei Nevi'im Haim. This is what they do. And therefore, we leave it. Just one example where we have that principle quoted. But again, that was on yesterday's daf, relating to the minhag versus the misara. And then we went into, on Memheim Abayz, the beautiful connection, between the three people who were meniach kitron ba'olam hazeh, and they got a yerusha ba'olam haba. The three people who could have, who were roy to get something, and they gave it up. Yonah's son, Ben Shaul, David HaMelech's good friend, and Shaul's son, who, you know, would have been, you know, roy to, have the throne, the Arshinit from his father, but he readily gave it up to David HaMelech. And others in the Gemara said, no, of course he gave it up, because everybody was saying that David was going to be king anyway. But according to the first opinion, no, Yonah's son, Ben Shaul was one of them. He gave it up. Remember the story of Machar Chodesh, where Shaul HaMelech is trying to figure out where David was, and the Yonah's son was covering for him. And we've been medayik in that story where Shaul keeps saying, where is Ben Yishai? Where is Ben Yishai? And Yonasan keeps saying, David, saying his name. Right? Shaul wouldn't say his name. And Yonasan keeps saying his name because David loved him. Ahava she'enu tzliya b'davar, as the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, that was Yonasan. Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, as we know the story from Mesechus Brachos and Rabbi Gamliel, and all these from Shatim exactly what happened. We know Rabbi Gamliel was deposed, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was put in instead at a very young age, and he grew the white beard overnight. But the other opinion of the Gemara says, Tinyin Have, from Shatim, we said, what does that mean? That takes away maybe some from some of his Hanachas Keter. But the Ziknei Besera, according to everyone, they gave it up. They gave it up. Okay. So the Gemara says that Hillel had come up earlier and then spoken to Shemayev Avtalion, and then went back, and then came back, and that's why he had learned from Shemayev Avtalion, but he was coming from Bavel. But now the Gemara says, towards the bottom of Mem Hei Amid Beis, Ashlosh Dvarim Ba'ol Hillel Mi Bavel, for three halachos that Hillel was analyzing and studying, he came up with three drashas, and he wasn't sure, so he came up from Bavel to speak to Shmaya Vavtalion to get their askama. The Chaikovsky says to ask them im kivein es el ha'alacha. Did he get to the proper halacha? So what are they? The three. Number one, taharhu. Taharhu is a pasuk by Nigaim in Parshas Tazria, where the pasuk says by there are different types and categories of saras. One of them is nesakim. A nesek is a sarah spot in a place on the scalp or on the beard area. And if the hair falls out, that's a sign of saras. If the hair grows in black, so that means it's tahor. The pasuk says, "Min be'enav amada nesek v'seir shachar tzamach bo." If there's black hair, that's what it's supposed to be. Nirpa hanesek, the nesek has been healed. Tahor hu, it is tahor. V'tiharu ha'kohen, and the kohen should be metar it. So with the Gemara is going to be medayik, and Hillel made the drasha. What's the double lashon of tahor hu v'tiharu ha'kohen? So the Gemara says tahor hu, it is tahor. Yachol yipatav yelachlu. I might think that the kohen could just leave. It's tar. He doesn't have to declare anything. It's tar automatically. Yipater v'yelichlo tamalomer v'tiyar ha'kohen. No, he said v'tiyar ha'kohen. The kohen shall be metahir it. Meaning the kohen has to verbally be metahir it for it to become tar. That's the only way. Yivetiyar ha'kohen yacholim amar ha'kohen al tamay tar yehi tar. You might think that the kohen can even mess things up. If it's tamay, he can say tar and it'll work. Right? Is this like Ibra Chodesh and Kiddush Chodesh and Ibra Shana that even Afilu Shogun Afilu Mezidin, where it says no. Tamalomar Tar Hu the Tiaro Akohen. It is Tahar and the Kohen has to be Matarit also. It's all up to the declaration of the Kohen, even if it's a Katan Kohen. The Rambam quotes that is the first halacha that the first drasha that Hillel made. He wanted to make sure it was okay. And the Gemara says, Al zeh Allah Hillel mi Bavel. For this, Hillel went up from Bavel to ask them if he was machavin to the halacha. We learn various, this is a specific tzaras halacha, we learn various yisodos in halacha from different aspects of tzaras. From the Gemara in Chulin, darshins from tzaras, not nesakim, but from nigei bias, the whole idea of chazaka. The whole idea of chazaka. Again, the word chazaka is used many different ways throughout Shas. There's kinyan chazaka, there is chazaka of behavioral chazakos, what's called ruba de lesa kamon. There are chazaka de meikara, many different types of chazakas. But the Gemara here, on the Yud Amebez and Meseches Chulin, wonders what is the source for chazaka. There the chazaka is that, do we assume a previous status has continued? The Gemara's Lashon. Where's the Gemara? The Gemara says, Minalan. Where's the Lashon? Minaha Milsa. Damar Rabbanan Uki Milsa Achazaka. From where do we know Ukmi Milsa Achazaka that we rely on Chazaka and we continue the status, the previous status? Amar Shulabar, Manachmeni, Amar Yonason, Amar Kra, Fiyatza Hakoimina Bias, El Pesach Habayas. When there's Saraz Habayas, right, the unusual type, the Gemara says in Zanhedrin, maybe it never happened. Machlokas in the Chazal, because there are other Chazals. We know Rashi quotes Allah Torah that Hashem had the Amorim high treasures in the walls so that Bnei Yisrael could get it. Sounds like it actually happened according to that Chazal. But Sanhedrin Ayin Aleph says maybe not. But the Gemara says here, from the Halacha, the Kohen goes out of the house, the Hizkar Sabayis closes the door, closes the door, walks away, Hizkar Sabayis Sheves Yamin, and then declares the house Saras. So says the Gemara, but maybe it disappeared in the interim, in the few seconds. V'dilma denafik va'asa batzar lishiura. Maybe as he came out, the shear of the tzaras became less. Elalam, must be that we rely on chazaka. So you'll learn from there. Interesting, Rav Elchanan in the Kovetz Ha'aretz wonders that we usually have different categories in halacha. And he wonders here, this is Tumah V'Tahara, isn't it? Tumas Nagam, so Isser Mituma Lo Yalfinan. Right? Isn't Mituma, how could you learn it that way? So he says, if it's a generic din that doesn't specifically have to do with Isser, so maybe you can learn it from Isser, from Tuma. So that's his Yesod in Kovetz Ha'aretz. Even though the Chazak here is from Tuma, you generalize it. So the Gemara asks, Maskalar of Achabar Yaakov, Adilma Gonshi Yazder Chachorav, the Kochazi Lake, Enough, how do you know that's a Raya for Chazaka? Maybe he walked out backwards. He walked out backwards, for he still sees whether there is saras or not. No, two reasons you can't say that. Chada the yitzia derech achorav lo shma yitzia. That's not called going out. If it says v'yatza hakoim, in abayis, he went out of the normal way. Yatza va'od achorei adas ma'ikel ha'me'amar. What if it's on the back of the door? He still can't see it. And the Gemara continues to try to get out of the Araya, but that's the source for Chazaka. And then Gemara asked me, how do you know you have to rove? That's a very important Gemara, those Dafim in Chulin Yud and Yud Aleph. But this is number one. Hillel had a drasha based on Tumas Negaim and Nisakim, that a Kohen has to declare it Tahar, and he can't declare something that's Tamei Tahar, that's not going to help. Number one. Kasav Echad Omer, and the second drasha that Hillel wondered about, that he figured out, that he wanted to ask, Kasav Echad Omer, the pasuk says in Re'ei that you shall shech the Pesach son ubakar. Right in the pasuk continues by Makam Sheivchar Hashem l'shakein shemosham. Right in the place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that you will, He will choose. And note that the word Yerushalayim is not mentioned anywhere in the Torah. The closest we get is Yireh and Shalem. First place that Yerushalayim is mentioned in Tanakh is Yoshua in the 10th parak. But here the pasuk says that you shall shech the Pesach son ubakar. The problem is, Pesach doesn't come from Bakar. Pesach only comes from Tzon. But we had a drasha earlier related to that. Because of Echad Omer, but the other pasuk says, Menachfasim in Ezim Tikachu, right? We know the pasuk says in Shmos, in Perek Yud Beis, you came from sheep and goats, Tikachu. So HaKetzad, so Gemara answers, how do you put the two pesukim together? Tzon lePesach, Tzon uBakar lChagika. Karban Pesach has to be Tzon, right? Tzon, Kvasim, or Ezim. But what is the Bakar reference in Parshas Re'ei LeChagika? That's talking about the Chagika, Pasha Pshat, the Chagika that goes with the Karban Pesach. We know there's a separate Karban Chagika that everybody has to bring, that the first Mishnah Chagika discusses for the Yantif of all the Chagim. But there's another type of Chagika called Chagigas Yudalad. And that is, if there are many people that are nimne on a Karban Pesach, and there's not going to be enough for them to eat so much of the Pesach that they will become satiated with the Karban Pesach. But that's the halacha. Alasova does not mean that you're already full and then you eat. That's achila gasa. But it means the Karban Pesach is going to make you full. But if there are small animals and a lot of people, so the way that they were able to eat the Karban Pesach, alasova, was that they had other animals to help fill them up beforehand. That's Chagigas Yadalad, the Chagiga of the 14th. And that's not Mechuyev. That's only if you need it, right? If there's very few people and a lot of Pesach, then you don't need a Chagigas Yadalad because the Karban Pesach itself is going to make you full. So the Gemara says here, that's what's being referred to by the word Pesach in the first pasuk, which is a beautiful lumdus. We don't have time to go into this, but throughout the Masechta, one has to check here and in the Bavli, how much is that Chagiga-like, or is it Pesach-like? Somewhere in the middle. It's Chagigas Yudalad. It's called a Chagiga, but it is related to the Karban Pesach. It might have some similar halachas to the Karban Pesach. So here, if that's what the Gemara here is saying, the word Pesach means, so it's important to note that the Torah calls it Pesach, but it means Chagigas Yudalad, according to this interpretation. The Zavakta Pesach, Shech the Chagiga with the Pesach, Lashem Alkech, Atzod Avakar. That's an important ha'ara to add to that sugyas. That's number two, the drasha that Hillel had. And number three, Kasav Echad Omer, Sheishes Yom Tocha Matzos, Pasuk says, 6 days you shall eat matzah. Because of Echad Omer, Shivas Yamim Matzos Tochelus. 7 days. Do we eat matzah for 6 days? Do we eat matzah for 7 days? So we know the Chiyav is only eat matzah for 1 day. But what's 6 days, 7 days? So HaKetzad, Shisha Mena Chadash, the Shiva Mena Yashan. 6 days from the Chadash. We know we bring the Karbana Omer on the second day of Pesach, and that's Matir the Chadash. So the first day of Pesach, the first night, you can't eat matzah from the Chadash because you didn't bring the Karbana Omer yet. Only on the second day, only on the first day of Chol HaMoed, do you bring the Karban HaOmer to Matzah the Chadash. So that's what it's referred to. The 6 days you eat matzah from the Chadash, and 7 days you can eat matzah from the Yashan, including the first day. Tosfos discusses a question, which I saw in the back, the Sefer Tiv Yerushalayim, they deal with, right? So this is, it seems to be a pasuk to tell me that you can't eat Chadash from the first day. Tosfos, though, quotes Yerushalmi elsewhere, in Kiddushin, it says, well, what do you mean? Why don't you say that you could eat Chadash even the first night? Ase docha los ase, right? The assay of eating matzah, which is the first night, should be docha, the los ase of Chadash, right? Tosis' question in Kiddushin, on Daf Lamed, Tesser, Lamed Ches, Ban Aleph. So, says these Tosis, gives answers, maybe it's an ase lefnei hadibur, but says the Tov Yerushalayim, maybe that's exactly what the Gzeiras HaKadosh is coming to say. It's an exception to the rule. Says the Tov Yerushalayim, L'chor Yishlom, Rasi Docholos HaSei, T'chadash, V'shayach Gam Zayin Menachadash, V'tzarech Lomar, D'gali Kra, Lo Amrinan Da'asi Docholos HaSei Kan. That must be the drasha and the chiddush that Hillel was telling me. V'yem Kein Lo Kasha, Kushas Yerushalmi, Shuvah B'tosas Kiddush, Da'lam HaKas. So that answers the Yerushalmi's Kasha. I want to say Asdech Alos Asay. You should say it, but it's a Xeros HaGasav. Right? Tosis gave other answers, B'Shem the Yerushalmi, but that's the Ha'ara here, the Tov Yerushalayim, relating to this drasha. Maybe that's the chiddush of the drasha that Hillel was saying. Lomaiso, we know that chadash, pasha pshat, should apply bizman hazeh. More and more, our makbid on chadash for years, for hundreds of years, there was not such a kpeit on chadash in many circles. And that's the big discussion of the Ramah. The Ramah has his svek sveka. The Ramah in Yoredeya, in Reish Tzadik Gimel, has a svek sveka, which is much discussed by the Achronim. How do you understand the svek sveka? Says the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch says, Chadash applies, right, in Eretz Yisrael, in Chutz Laretz, Shel Goy, Shel Yisrael, it should apply across the board. But the Shulchan Aruch says, Asher lech al chadash bituas chabeshes aminim, at shikrafa omer. You can't eat from the five grains until you bring the omer shehu betezayim bedisan. Shenemar velechem akali vechamelo sochla adetzem yazeh. Via idna deleka omer. Now with these we don't have a karbana omer, says the Shulchan Aruch. Asher kol yom tezayin. So we know what's called in the Mishnah, yom hanef kulo asher. Meaning tezayin is asher, because mutter on the 17th. Ubechutz laretz shows to beiz yamim asher kol yom yuzayin at shechilas yelel yurches. Okay, until the next day. Isher chadash doig bein ba'aretz, bein bechutz laretz, bein b'shal Yisrael, bein b'shal akum. It's beferish in the Shulchan Aruch. It's beferish based on the Gemara, and that's the Shulchan Aruch. One more halacha. Tivua shlo hishrisha kodem tezayin benisan asura shiyavo ha'omer haba. So you know, it goes by hashrasha, right? Any food, any grain that took root that had hashrasha before the bringing of the Omer, that's matered by the Omer. But if it didn't take root until after the bringing of the Omer, they have to wait till the next year. And the Ramah says, Mikom Makom, this is Reish Tzadik Gimel Siv Gimel, Kol Stam Tvua Shari Lachar HaPesach. Mikoach Svek Sveka. If you just have Stam Tvua, it's Mutter after Pesach because of the Svek Sveka. Safeki Mishana She'avra. Maybe it's last year's grain. V'im Limtip Salomar Mishana Zu. Mikom Makom Dilma Nishra Shakodim HaOmer. Maybe it's last year's. And if it's this year's, maybe it still took root before the Omer. Tur B'Shem Harash. All the Achronim wonder, what kind of Svek Sveka is that? It's basically one Safek. One Safek is, did it take root before the Omer or not? It doesn't matter if it's last year's grain or this year's grain. What's the double Lashem? Says Rav Kiva Eger, right here in Shulchan Aruch. Tama, Hashem Ones Chadhu, borrowing Lashon from Tosfos and Ksubis, according from the Sefer Mutzal Me'esh. Demali Mishana Sha'avar, Omali Mishana Zu, Kodama Omer. What's the difference? So that's the question that is dealt with, and they are trying to work it out for the Ramah, how it's really a double Safik. The Bach is the one that's quoted for hundreds of years. The Bach came up with a Tzav HaHakel. They quote a dream that the Baal Shem Tov once had, that he was going to answer it and tell us all the Chassidim to be Makban on Chadash, and then the Bach came to him in a dream and said, I was Matzik all of Klal Yisrael, and don't be Motzi Laz all Rishonim. There's a long Bach in Reish Tzadik Gimel, and just at the end, he says, Aval Afiyani has died near a Barer. Diav HaGav Dalacha Karebi Eliezer, Ein Lasar B'Shal Goy Meikir Alacha. Right, non-Jews, Chadash, Me'ikir Adin is Mutter. V'yafshar nami derigufe lo kasav kachal achalamaisa, elo shakach nirem yirushalmi shlola chalik, v'agadolam shabo achrav hosifu, v'kasvu le'isr bestam, aval achra iyon yira de mutter midina kideprishis. V'lachain, in l'shum gadola horos hara le'isr hefecha minag, shnagwa b'yikadoli yisrael heter. For many years, says the Bach, in Poland, in the 1600s, that many were Mako, and therefore don't aser it. Umisha Rotella Achmir La Atzmo, Midas Khasidusi, Vol Yur Al Khem. You want to be Machri yourself, fine, you don't spread it to the Lacey Lin Suye, Vadafka Misha Hurgal Bishar Precious, Umifursam Lachasid, Rashoy Lahanig, Lino Isr Gambazu. Only if you're Murgal and Precious and you're known to be a very pious person with very high standards, then you could be knowing this Nihug also of Chadash. But says the Bach, not otherwise. Again, that's a big discussion, but that's right here. The Dinda Araisa says Hillel, and he came to Eshmaya Vavtalion, is this drasha based on the Pesukim. Next, Michui Karovav. So the Mishnah said that the Michui of the innards, what's the Michui? The removal of the waste of the innards is also Docha. Right? Amar Reb Yochanan, Kopal Hashem Lama'anehu. Everything in this world is for Hashem's covet. Kopal Hashem Lama'anehu. It's a similar pasuk to Zekeli V'Anveyu. hider mitzvah. Shelo yeh nira kenotel imurim mitel zevach mnuval. Right, what does Rabbi Yochanan say? Why are you allowed to do the michui on Shabbos? It revolves some type of malacha because it's disgusting to take the imurim that you're going to burn on the mizbeach, take it out when it's still covered and connected to the waist of the animal, and therefore you're allowed to do it do michui on Shabbos, so that when you take out the imurim, it will be beautiful. That's what the Ritva in Shabbos discusses this and connects it to Hidr Mitzvah. The Ritva in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Tezayin, where the sugya also comes up. Kapal Hashem L'maneh, it was quoted there in the Gemara. Pirish, Matirin came b'dekvot Shemayim, Shelo Yasriach, O Shelo Yehikachi Shemayim Mutalin Kinevela, Shapesa Kashem Kalim, Tehavadai, Tehakra, Lav Lahachi Asa, Vasmachta Rabbanim B'Alma Hudanakala. It's an Asmachta, it's not that this is a Din Daraisa, but that's what's allowed because of the din of Kopal Hashem L'maneh. When he compares it to the din of Tzitzan HaMa'akvin and Tzitzan Sheinim HaMa'akvin. Right, the Ritva says, Akorah, we paskin that if you're involved in a bris milah on Shabbos, you're even allowed to do the milah for the Tzitzan She'enon Ma'akvin. Right, even if the Tzitzan are not, we're talking about Rashi Pshat, not the Rambam, regarding the Tzitzan HaMa'akvin Sugya, but you're allowed to do the milah and even cut and do the malach of Chovel, and cause more blood to come out, even by parts of the strands that are not ma'akev the milah. Why? Hider mitzvah. Once you're doing it, do it in a beautiful way. Kula shari lagamre. Hi v'chol tachshitev. Afilu mashein ma'akev bo. V'efshar be, right, without it. It's a question about the girsa. But that's what it says. Rav Shlomo Zalman has a psak that the Mefarshim quote, the Nishpat Avraham, I think, quotes, and that is if a doctor is stitching up a wound on Shabbos, and he could use three stitches, which would close up the wound and prevent infection, but it'll leave a major scar, versus you're allowed to do six stitches in order to make it look nice. You're allowed to do the six stitches. Why? Because once you have the heter of pikuach nefesh, and you're involved, then you do it in a hider mitzvah. And he quotes the Tzitzan Sheinim HaMa'akvin Gemara as a parallel. Says the Gemara, Tini Rabbi Yishmael, Hefsheto, Doch as a Shabbos. The Hefsha, the skinning of the animal, is Doch a Shabbos, to get the innards out. Tani, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan Baruch Hu, Rabbi Shabbos, Hayimavshet as a Chazed. Rabbi Yochanan Baruch Hu says only, Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yochanan Baruch Hu says no, only halfway. Only down to the chest, enough to get it out, but you have to leave the rest hanging. My time with Rabbi Shmuel, why does Rabbi Shmuel say he could do the whole way? Shlo yeh nirak and otei murim, betoch zavach benuval. As we said, if it's closed up halfway, either it's going to start smelling or it looks gross. But either way, you're allowed to go the whole way down. Ma'avala Rabbi Shmuel, betoch Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Aye, what about the other opinion? Betoch shu hofcha, but you turn it over, eino kanota imurim, betoch zavach benuval. It won't look so bad because you're going to turn the whole thing over and it won't be visible. Period. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shmuel, are Rabbi Shmuel here? That says you could go the whole way down. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shmuel elsewhere in Menachos, and our Rabbi Shmuel here, son of Rabbi Yochanan Broka, who says you can only go halfway down. Amru Davar Echad. They're based on the same Yisod. Kamod Rabbi Shmuel Amar, just like Rabbi Shmuel says in Menachos, in Maseches Menachos, regarding the, it's right at the beginning of the Perek there on Daf Sama Gimel, beginning of Perek Rabbi Shmuel, the Omer, there are different amounts. On the Shabbos, when you bring the Karban Omer, right, if the second day of Pesach falls out on Shabbos, you bring the Omer from 3 saw of flour, and on a weekday you bring 5. Why? Because the Mishnah explains there's different ways of grinding it, and you want to get fine flours. There are different amounts that you grind on a weekday and on Shabbos. And because, as we'll see, based on this halacha of doing something in a beautiful way, and that's Doche Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Amar Biyochanan, Rishol Benosh Rebech Baruch Amar Dever Echad, Kamod Rabbi Shmuel Amar, just like Rabbi Shmuel says, Muvchar Doche, Ein Muvchar Mina Muvchar Doche, as long as you can do something in a Muvchar way, it's good, it's fine, it's halachically perfect, so even if you can do it in a super duper type of way, you don't have to go that far. That's what Rabbi Shmuel says over there in Menachos in terms of the grinding of the Omer. So you don't have to make it Mufchar min a Mufchar soles, but Mufchar is good enough. So that's what Rabbi Shmuel says here as well. Kach Rabbi Shmuel Brosher, Brocher Brocher Omer, Mufchar Doche. Mufchar, what does Mufchar mean? You're allowed to be Makter the Emurin in the first place, because that's something beautiful connected to the carbon, even Doche Shabbos. Ein Mufchar min a Mufchar Doche, but not doing the Hefshit all the way down. That's not Doche, because it's already Mufchar without that. Says the Gemara, Im Tomar Mufchar Hu, Yikrenov Yosei Murav. Right? If it's Mufchar without the skinning, then don't skin it at all, even halfway down. Just put your hands inside and pick out the emurin. So Gemara says, no, we don't need to do that. Why? Rabbi Yossi Barbun lo asi elik Rabbi Shimon, because maybe he also like Rabbi Shimon, who says if you don't do the whole thing anyway, it's only Durabanan. So if it's only Durabanan, then we've been matter it anyway. Tatani hagorer hakodeh hakotes. If somebody scrapes or drills or cuts, harvests kol shu b'shavas chayiv, we paskin any little bit of a malacha is chayiv. But Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, take up an Elazar, Hagorer ad sheyagor kol tzarcho. No, if you scrape, you got to do the whole malacha. Right? Maybe Rabbi Shimon focuses more on the result than on the maisa. Hakodeach ad sheyiktav kol tzarcho. Kotez ad sheyiktav kol tzarcho. You have to drill the whole project that you're doing, or harvest the whole thing. And therefore, so too, here, you have to be mafshit the whole thing. And if you didn't, it's only nesed rabbanan. So therefore, nesed rabbanan are nitche v'shor. V'ma'abed es ha'or ad sheyabed kol tzarcho. And also, ibud. The tanning. I'm Rabbi Yaakov Aracha. Lo asi elik Rabbi Shimon. This is Rabbi Shimon Shita. Rabbi Shimon lo ave mixas malacha kikula. Rabbi Shimon says you do part of a malacha. It's not exactly like you're doing the whole malacha. We don't say mixas yom kikulo. Mixas malacha kikulo. Rabbanan ave mixas yom malacha kikulo. We pass like the Rabbanan that even mixas. But that's why in the Brisa Rabbi Shmuel says you can do it halfway. But I don't do it at all. No, halfway is only nisa Rabbanan anyway, according to him, and therefore it would be allowed. Period. Says the Gemara, we're talking about whether you're chayav on Shabbos for a whole malacha or a half malacha. So the Gemara just says, in Masechah Shabbos, in the beginning of Habonah, on Daf Kuf Beis Mabez in the Bavli, we have the sheet of Shimon Gamliel who says even less than partial malacha. Even just banging the hammer on the anvil. Remember he says that? That's ma'amin es yadav, just practicing. That's a malacha. The Gemara says, how could that be? The Gemara asks a similar question in the Bavli. V'kach adar Shimon Gamliel, ilu nata likser v'lo kata shema klumu, if you got ready to harvest and you didn't harvest, are you chayiv in anything? No. So why would you be chayiv here according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, just banging the hammer on the anvil? Amarav, Asya, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Yehuda. Because he also like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda also holds getting ready for a malacha, the beginning of the process, that's also chayiv. Detani, hashovet v'amakat ket ala arek, if you set up the threads on the loom, you straighten them or you bang on them to make sure they're loose enough to tie over under, you're getting it ready. So to hear by the hammer, you're getting it, going to get ready. So we have three different opinions in the Tanoim. Even just getting ready for a malacha, you have to know what the limit is there, or doing part of a malacha, that's what we paskin, or doing the full malacha, that's Reb Shimon, period. Says the Gemara. After Chalavav, so we said the burning of the fats is also docha. The pasuk says lo yalim. The first half of the pasuk is about, it's important. First half of the pasuk is about erev Pesach, right? This is the pasuk of that we discussed earlier about shechting the korban Pesach with chametz in your house. The pasuk says lo sis bakal chametz dam zivchi. Don't shech the korban Pesach when you have chametz in the house. And then the pasuk says v'lo yalim chelo chagiga boker, and don't leave the fats over of the chagiga. The Pashup Shad, it's the Chagiga that goes with the Karan Pesach. As we said before, as the Chagigas, Yudalid. So the question that's asked is, so we're talking about the Chagigas, Yudalid, don't leave the Emurin over until the morning. Are you allowed to even be makter it that night? The Emurin Chol Kraven Biyantif? But the Chagigas, Yudalid is considered a weekday Karban. So you can't be makter any fats of any weekday Karban on Shabbos or Yantif. So what's the Pasuk talking about? Don't leave it over till the morning. You can't even burn it that night. That on Yantif. Two answers. Amar Rabbi Yevo, number one. Ki yamti b'kshechol arba asor lias b'shabbos. When it's Erev Pesach on Shabbos, we're talking about. When it's Erev Pesach on Shabbos, so then it's not being doche. The Haktar is not being doche. It's not a weekday. Right? It's not a weekday. It's Shabbos. And therefore, again, it's talking about the Chelvei Shabbos are craven biyantif, according to this Deah. So that's number one. Maybe the Pasuk is talking about a case where it's not weekday to Shabbos, it's Shabbos to Yantif. And Rabbi Yonah boy, in B'shechal HaBas, at least for Shabbos, no, that doesn't work. Because if the 14th is Shabbos, so then, Ein Chagiga Boyimo. There's no Chagigas Yudalit when it's Shabbos. Chagigas Yudalit is only when it's a weekday. Right? Remember, we said Chagigas Yudalit is not Mechuyiv. It's only if it's needed. And because if it's needed, that's called a Nedava. It's not called a Mechuyiv. And therefore, you wouldn't be able to bring it on Shabbos at all. That can't be the pshat of the pasuk. So Amra Torah, but rather the pshat is the pasuk. When it says don't leave it up until the morning, it doesn't mean that you could burn it the whole night. Amra Torah hakriveu mibod yom shlo yavi ledibal talin. You have to burn it that afternoon, right before Yantif. If you don't burn it by the afternoon before Yantif, then you could end up leaving it over because you can't burn it that night, and it's gonna be left over to the night. So that's what it means. It means you're right. Be makrivit earlier during the day so that you don't come to Baltala next morning. A similar type of idea. The Gemara now just mentions two lines. Don't really have to do with us, but it's a parallel from the word vahacha. The Mefarshim explained, the Pnei Moshe explains, that we know if somebody takes a neder, then one is violates not fulfilling the neder of Balta Acher after the third chokes tanoim. But let's say that opinion after the third chag. So the question is, if the third chag is Shavuos, Sukkos, Pesach, and then Shavuos, you can't bring a neder on Shavuos. So once your Shavuos passes, there's going to be the Isser of Balta Acher, but you can't bring it on Shavuos. Don't let it pass Shavuos. The Gemara says again there, it must mean earlier. You should bring it before Shavuos. So you don't come to Balta Acher the day after Shavuos. Says the Gemara, regarding that one, I have a different shot, a little bit. If you brought it on Shavuos, not allowed to bring it on Shavuos. If you brought it on Shavuos, it still fulfills your neder, even though you didn't aveira. Me'achash ilu avar vehevi kasher over. Since, because b'diavad, if you would have brought it today, kasher si over, you violate right after Shavuos. You don't have to say it's referring to beforehand, but it could be even be referring to on Shavuos itself. Okay, we'll have to stop there and continue with more issues of Pesach, Midoch HaShabbos, on the next daf. Okay, we'll stop here.